Greetings. Welcome to the Papa Pank Podcast. I am Jaylene Clark Owens, and this is my friend and my co-host,
Justin Jane.
There's a lot of gray in the world. We think it needs a little more pank, a Papa Pank. We are Philly-based, multi-hyphenated, and award-winning actors taking on all things arts and culture in this joy-forward and ever-playful variety podcast. You are listening to our theme song composed by Jordan McCree, member of the band Il Dukes. We welcome you, our Pank Papas, both old and new. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate y'all. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get this thing started.
Yay! Yay! Yeah, we're 50! 50 episodes in. Happy New Year to Janice. Happy New Year to Mama Pat. Yes, 50 hours of recording, 50 Papa Dranks, 50 Tickled Panks, 50 Freestyles, 50! But we are not having any midlife crises over here. At least not on the podcast, but we have been going strong as a Joy Forward and arts and culture podcast that started during lockdown in 2020. I cannot believe that we are here, Jaylene. Happy 50th episode to you.
And happy 50th episode to you. And happy 40th to you. Okay, you entered a new decade since the last time we saw you on Peppa Pig.
Last time we saw me on Peppa Pig, I was in my 30s. I remember recording that here in the basement. And maybe we need to get Peppa Pig on the show.
Peppa Pig would be a good guest on Papa Pig. Peppa Pig on Papa Pig.
I mean,
that would be great.
He has a Papa Pig. I mean, he is a Papa Pig. Peppa Pig is a Papa Pig. I'm going to teach that to my students as a tongue twister.
Yes.
Peppa Pig is a Papa Pig.
Peppa Pig is a Papa Pig. Peppa Pig is a Papa Pig. Peppa Pig is a Papa Pig. Peppa Pig. So I know we have a lot of artists that listen to our show. So you welcome for your new vocal warm up. Yeah. What I was saying was that you entered a new decade since the last time we saw you on Papa Pank. So we just want to wish you a happy Pank birthday to you, Justin.
Thank you. Wow.
Now, this past December, we celebrated the holidays here on Papa Pank, as well as Pank Day. We saw freestyle Christmas carols. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. That was one of our highlights. We even got a return visit from Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Doctor. I think they're doctors now.
So if you missed any of the holiday episodes, you, of course, can go back and watch them on our YouTube or Facebook or listen to them wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, and I am so excited for today's episode. Today, of course, we are celebrating our 50th milestone, but we are also celebrating the new year with our Papa Pank party, Peppa Pig Papa Pank party. We'll be sharing in today's episode 50 things that are meaningful to us, as well as looking ahead to the year to come. And we'll also be debuting a new Pank game and raising our glass to our Pank Papas who have stuck with us through 50 episodes and weathered this panini from the very beginning.
Yes. Well, 50 episodes is certainly a milestone worth toasting to. So, Justin,
it's
about that time.
Let's do it.
Get your glass so we can clank.
It's time for that Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
And cheers.
And cheers.
Arriba, abajo, ascendo, palendo.
Jingle of Asakara, Mabuhay,
Wello.
Wow.
Hmm.
I think it needs to just keep going.
What are you drinking tonight, Jaylee?
This is passion fruit juice with just a little bit of Virgin Islands rum.
Is that what you're gonna do for your audition?
Yep, exactly. there's not much rum in here. It's mostly juice. Right. But yeah. But
you're bringing it tropical. You're conjuring. Yes. You're manifesting as conjuring.
Some warm weather, yes. What are you drinking?
Okay, so because it's our 50th episode, back in episodes 1 and 2, I was keeping it classy with drinking boxed wine and whiskey. So I have both. both versions of the glasses. We have our pank and our pank, our rose pank and our pank pank, and our papa pank pig pank. So I remember when I was like sitting here in my basement broadcasting through Insta Live. Remember when we had that moment, the beginning of lockdown? Remember? Do you remember?
Yeah,
no. I was sitting amidst the clutter of my basement on a camping chair and slowly proceeded to drink my way over the course of those first episodes through all of that. So in honor of looking back, this is some boxed wine. This is Boda Box. And then I have some Hudson whiskey here. This is whiskey that Hudson Valley whiskey. I don't know. James Imes got this for me. For Ooh. My birthday, and it is his birthday today.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Today?
Tomorrow.
Is it today?
Tomorrow.
I dropped off a gift at his house today.
Huh. Well, his birthday is tomorrow.
James, if you're listening to the podcast.
Your birthday is tomorrow, right? Because I have another friend whose birthday is today, and he and James did not have the same birthday last year.
It's a panini. Anything can happen. People can change their birthdays. If any of our pank papas out there know, please drop it in the live chat. If you're listening while you're doing your dishes, just scream it out, and we'll hear it. We'll hear exactly. it across the miles.
Also, shout out to the first episode that we did, because I had on this very sweatshirt in that episode, and I had on this very makeup. I haven't washed my face since then.
I should have done that. I should have worn what you were wearing and not washed my face.
Yes, it was a great day.
And as a little bonus, we wanted to give a special wello, which is our cheers,
hello.
To you, our pank papas out there, Yay. Either watching our live stream or listening to the podcast online. We really couldn't have done any of this without your love and support. So if you're in a place to grab your papa drink and hold it up with us, we want to cheers you today. So thank you for helping us turn 50. Wello.
You know, us being on our 50th episode, that is some news, which brings us to our next segment, Pank News.
Bravo.
This is the segment where we talk about anything we're vibing on this week in the arts, anything that might have happened in the arts and culture scene. So this could be anything from a theater show we've seen to pop culture events and visual arts. So what are you talking about today, Jessen?
Well, you know, I could be talking about the theater closures that are happening right now, postponements again. This is happening all over Broadway, regional theater here in Philly. Mm-hmm. Schools are moving virtual once more, but I'm not going to talk about any of that. Mm. That is in the news. What I will talk about is the Harry Potter 20th anniversary return to Hogwarts. That was on HBO and it was released on New Year's Day. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. I grew up alongside the books and they like mark moments in my life. Like I remember where I was when I read the first book, second book, third book, all so on and so forth. And they're like throughout high school, like when I was a kid, high school, college. And it's a wonderful trip down memory lane. The special is mainly focused on the movies, which was also quite exciting to see behind the scenes. They were like working on this piece for 10 years. And so you watch like Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson and Rupert Grint, I don't know, grow up from being like kids. Can you imagine working on one movie for 10 years? That's bananas. But it was very, very, it was like very feel good. And it's just what we need right now. And it was respectful to keep it about the actors and the artists on the movies. Mm-hmm. And it was light on like J.K. Rowling's involvement because we're a little bit touchy on that. But you don't have to be a dire hard fan of Harry Potter to enjoy it. If you've seen like a couple of the movies, you will enjoy it. Did you ever, Jaylene, get into Harry Potter?
I just want to rewind for a second. What? Did you say dire hard?
Die hard. I'm sorry. I was dire hard. Dire Hard 1 and Dire Hard 2 were amazing movies. They starred Peppa Pig, who was just a Papa Pig in those movies.
That's you with your proverbs. A dire hard fan.
Dire hard fan. It kind of means it's like, that's like even more than a diehard fan.
You're a diehard fan.
I'm dire. I'm so into this.
Dire.
It's dire.
Got you.
Were you ever a diehard fan of Harry Potter?
I was. I had all of the books. I was very much so into the Harry Potter. I watched the movies. And then I feel like I fell off of the movies like towards the end. I don't think I saw whatever the last movie was that came out, but I loved the books. I definitely loved the books.
Which house are you in?
Gryffindor.
Oh, I could see it. I see it. Mm-hmm. I see it. I'm also a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
But have you seen the special? You should go to HBO and watch it. It's like really feel good and cozy. Anyway, what are you talking about this week in Pank News?
Well, my pink news is a bit sad, but I want to look at it as more, of a tribute to three acting legends that we unfortunately lost within the past few weeks. So we just want to take this time to salute Betty White, Sidney Poitier, and Bob Saget. These three have certainly moved us with their roles, but they also knew how to make us laugh.
Yes.
Thank you for all the joy you brought to the world. Your careers, your accomplishments, and your lives certainly left millions around the world tickled pink. So we dedicate today's Tickled Pink segment to Betty White, Sidney Poitier, and Bob Saget.
Oh, cheers. Do you have any memories of any of those three people?
Oh, my goodness.
Just one memory.
Okay, one memory is just Bob Saget because Full House, I was all about it. I was all about the Full House.
And America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yes, exactly. I used to love watching
that. Yeah, and that was the YouTube before YouTube. It was just like you would have to wait all week and just watch. But yeah, Full House. Betty White has a very special place in my heart and in my household. We, Adam and I, have watched every single Golden Girls episode and... yeah, gosh, I was so hoping that she would make it to 100, but
I know.
Alas, alas, alack. Anyway, they did tickle us all pink, and I think that takes us to our next segment, which is
Tickled Pank. Tickled Pank is where we usually talk about something that has recently been bringing us joy and is a bit of a catch up for Justin and I. So Justin, what has you tickled pank this week?
Okay, so I just got back from the holidays in Florida.
Yeah.
I spent my Christmas, my birthday, the new year, and the weather was amazing. I was in tank top and t-shirts on Clearwater Beach. I went to Tampa on vacation. I was sitting on the dock. I went swimming. I even went to Orlando. I saw Cirque du Soleil. I had amazing food, both out in restaurants and home-cooked Filipino. I was sure that I would have gotten Omicron down there.
Right.
Because it was a very, very different culture. Like, it just nothing maskish, anything, nothing exists. But I managed to dodge it by trying to be smart myself and protect myself. So I went on, it was really, really fun. And I'm quite surprised, frankly. But I went to a big mass on Christmas and New Year's, was at home with fireworks in the backyard and hanging out with my family. But the biggest thing was that I turned the big 40. That's right. 30 years old. I definitely treated myself to luxurious meals. I got a massage. I got my tattoo earlier in the month, which was nice and healed. There was a lot to celebrate. And there, then it was a big shock to come home to Philadelphia, where it's cold, where COVID is raging. Mm-hmm. So I've been holding up here on Zoom, on StreamYard. Mm-hmm. And but it is nice getting to recharge my batteries throughout all of this. I know, isn't that wild?
No, it's really honestly wild. Like, I do not know how you did all of that in Florida.
Yep.
And managed to escape COVID. Like, I actually don't get it, because you said you got a massage. Like, someone was literally touching you.
Yeah. And she did it with her tongue. And then she just kept coughing and then like massaging it into my skin. I was like, what? Ma'am. I kept saying, ma'am. And she go, and like massage it. I was like, what is she doing?
You did so many things. I too was in Florida.
And how did you do?
You know, I didn't do all those things. I was mostly in the house. And let's just say I am amazed that you avoided Omarion. Because some of us were not so lucky, and that's all I'll say about that. But what has me tickled?
Yes, what has you tickled?
What has me tickled, Hank, is that I made my on-screen debut, y'all.
Yeah.
I did my on-screen debut. You know, I was very excited about my appearance, my one-liner on Law and Order, Organized Crime. I popped popcorn. I got my wine. I tweeted about it and Instagrammed about it and tagged Guillermo Diaz, aka Huck from Scandal, who liked my post, which was very sweet. And then as I was watching, I was like, huh. You know, I saw me and I was like, oh, there we go, there we go. And then the character Jet started talking, and I was like, huh. Now, from what I remember, he said that after my line. So, and then when they went to the next scene, it is there that I realized, oh, my one line was cut. But I was still very tickled, Pank, just to see me on the screen. My name was in the credits at the end of the show, and folks showed me so much love, like on social media. People were texting me, people called me, people emailed me. Like, it was just amazing, and folks were just as excited as I was just to see me on the screen. Like, my friends, my tribe, my village, they were so happy. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm literally about to be emotional. Hezma, you felt my spirit, quite honestly. I literally was about to write on Facebook today, I need to return to Trinidad. I was literally listening to a song called Therefore I Am by Washi Kong, which is a group of artists that I met when I was in Trinidad in 2009. And I was literally listening to the song on repeat right before this show. And I was saying to myself, I need to go back to Trinidad. I had such a strong urge just a few hours ago. And I was saying, I want to be back in Trinidad. I want to be like, I just feel like I need to be there. And then Hezma, show today. And comment.
Look, Jaylene is, you are, you.
Oh, that made me so happy.
That's sweet. You are magical. You get to, you manifest, and you have like tendrils in the spirit world. You made that happen. And so next time you're going to make your speaking debut happen. That is one of those hard realities about our industry, and particularly about television, mm-hmm. is so many of our actor friends have been in that same boat where they even shoot entire scenes and the whole scene gets cut. Like, they're not even, they don't even make it to the screen. Oh, and you don't find that out till you do that watch party.
Exactly.
So brutal. But congratulations, Jaylene. That is so hot.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Hot Topic. This is the part of our show where we highlight either myself or Jaylene as we bring to the episode something that we are passionate about in relation to the theme that day. So since this is our milestone 50th episode of the podcast, both of us wanted to share 50 things, or 25 each, on various topics so that you, our Pank Papas, and our listeners can get to know us a bit more. So we have five different categories with 10 answers per category. That's five each for a total of 50 things. If you don't do math, that's fine. But Jaylene, what is the first thing we are talking about?
We are talking about 10 fun facts. So we're just going to rattle them off. Okay. So Justin, give us 10 fun facts that listeners might not know about.
Okay. I'm going to give you five and then you do five. So number one, when I was a teenager, I wanted to be a Catholic priest. Number two, I'm partially deaf in my right ear. So I'm constantly, I'm constantly using context clues and body language to understand people.
How did I not know that? Okay, go ahead.
I know, this is a fun fact. But that's why sometimes, like, you think I hear, people think I'm joking, but I'm actually just like, oh, I misheard that. Number three, I have a fear of snakes, of jellyfish, and forgetting my lines. The last one is like my biggest fear. And I've done it multiple times on stage.
Yep.
Number four, I can predict people's flavor of ice cream.
I'm going to challenge that. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to give you like three. Mint chocolate chip.
Oh! This proves you are this is no longer a fun fact about you. You did not put that on your resume. I hate mint chocolate chip. I never pick up a mint chocolate chip. Oh, you gotta take that.
Wait. Strawberry cheesecake?
I mean, it's fine.
You're just chocolate all the way.
No. Oh, you were terrible at this.
What? Are you like vanilla bean?
No, that's Lawrence.
Oh, what are you?
I love like a salted caramel.
You know, I'm out of practice.
Ooh, you was bad.
Okay, number five. I have a crystal and rock collection valuing hundreds of dollars. Hundreds. Whoa. Okay, go. Give me another five. Five fun facts from you.
I have a fear of being scared. So basically, I'm scared of being scared. I don't like to be startled. It's not good.
That is all I do to you.
Yeah, which is why I hate it. When I was little, my dream job was to be a singer and a hairdresser, both at the same time.
You know, that would be so... What is that movie? Oh my God, what movie was it?
What movie?
The movie where they're all, that's a musical and there's the hairdresser in the barbershop. What is that? Pank Papas, you know what I'm talking about.
Pank Papas, help us out because you know I don't know. Okay. Three, throughout elementary school, my childhood heroines were Tia and Tamara Maori, and I would always write about them. Four, when I was in middle school, from middle school to high school, I made up my own version of Pig Latin that I would speak with my best friend at the time. So, Iwo Wiz of Lola's Speaking Sources, Hitotis, Ikrit Sources, Anguage Lola's. So,
what?
That was
it. Wait, can you say that again and then translate it? Because my brain really wants to know what it is.
Iwo Wiz of Lola's Speaking Sources, Hitotis, Ikrit Sources, Anguage Lola's.
I still don't know what you said.
What? I said we loved speaking the secret language.
Iwo is overlit. I don't know.
So you know Pig Latin is, yeah, you know, ig pay at and lay.
Yeah.
So we did that, but we added woe is. So it would be like Pig Latin would be Igpo Piz Atten Lola.
This is next level.
But we used to be seriously having conversations in front of people, and they really didn't know what we were saying because when you first hear it, it's like, wait, what? What are you saying?
Yeah, that's really impressive.
So yeah, so that was that. And my last one is my shoulders and knees are hypermobile, so they can pop out easily. which is actually very bad now that I'm older.
Oh, and I bet real painful, real painful. I just want to address some of our friends. Mama Pat said sheer madness. It is not that, Sweeney Todd. It is not that, LOL. It's that movie. It's the movie Pank Papas, where it's in a hairdress, it's in a hair salon, and then it's in a barbershop, and it's a musical, and they're like dancing on cars and singing, and it is amazing. It's amazing. Okay, let's go on to the next 10. So, our next 10 podcasting lessons learned. Give us number 11.
Boom! This ish ain't easy. If you thought it was, it's not. 12. You don't have to project so loudly, actually. I was reminded as I'm saying this. You don't have to project so loudly when streaming live, but clearly I still forget this. And because as I was saying that, I realized I was very loud. 13, promo is everything. 14, laughter can get you through the worst internet connection issues, which we have experienced, like our last episode. And 15, being as clear as possible on what your podcast is and what it isn't is super important when booking guests.
Yes, those are all really good. Okay, number 16, guests are really fun to have on the show and we are great interviewers. 17, if it brings us joy, it probably brings our listeners joy. And Peppa Pig. 18, it is nice to take a pause and assess where we are, what we are doing and what we can change. Mm-hmm. 19, it is work and it needs to be scheduled like work.
Hello.
I'm really bad at this.
Hello.
number 20, to steal from my mentor, Johnny Hobbs Jr., it ain't that deep.
Boom.
Next 10?
Our next 10 are 10 bucket list items before turning 50.
Oh, okay. 10 bucket list items before turning 50. Number 21 is I want to visit my ancestral homes in the Philippines, as well as in Japan and Hawaii. Yeah. And I could even go India. We're all over the place, Spain, whatever. But let's start at the Philippines. Number 22, I want to level up my career. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means because I'm kind of at the ceiling of what I can do. So maybe more TV and film work.
Ooh, we'll get cast together.
Okay, in this one where I have to speak 15 different languages and accents. 23, I want a big experience with my daughter. I don't know what that means. 24, I want to exhibit my visual art in a show somehow, somewhere. Yes. And 25, I want to document my sprawling family history. My family history is like massive. It's like a film. Okay, go. 26,
I want to take a family trip to Virgin Islands to visit where my grandma and grandpa grew up. 27, I want to be a series regular on a television show, period. 28, I want to purchase a home. 29, I want to act on Broadway. Right. And 30, I want to rent out a huge villa or Airbnb type situation in like a warm climate place. And I want to invite a bunch of my closest friends and just live our best lives for a week.
Yeah. See, when you are on Broadway and on TV, I'm going to bring you on this show with Peppa Pig. It's just it's going to be Peppa and I hosting it, and then you'll be our guest. Mm-hmm. So, so good. Okay, so it's the new year. So let's now let's pivot and let's talk about some New Year's related things. But instead of New Year's resolutions, which are always impossible to keep, let's do 10 last year's declarations. So these can be things like I did blank, I overcame blank, I was blank. So accomplishments, successes, and celebrations. So Jaylene, what are some of your last year's declarations?
I like that. Okay, we're at number 31. Yes. Yes. I completed my first children's book and sent it to a bunch of publishers.
Wait, hold up. I do not know about this. What is your children's
book? Published, but
can you give us a teaser?
It's about a little black girl.
Is it and is it a poem? Is it your poem?
It is not. Well, I guess, yeah, technically it is a poem.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Go on. 32.
I was signed to a New York-based talent agency.
Yes.
33, I celebrated my on-screen debut. 34, I frolicked on the beach 16 times. And 35, I traveled the most I've ever traveled in 1 year by taking 8 trips.
In the middle of a panini.
Right, and didn't get COVID then.
Florida.
I was in Florida twice.
2 times a charm.
3 times.
Third time's a charm. Third time is charm.
Okay, go ahead.
Declarations number 36. I survived a 52-day work stretch.
Woo!
That was madness. Woo! 37, I directed The Chinese Lady starring Bijan No, which was hugely personal and successful. Dan Kim was also in that, and Melanie Hsu, both amazing friends. 38, I took my family to Disney for the first time, and I got to watch my 5-year-old daughter light up like a kid at Disney. 39, I overcame some pandemic-born demons. We still have those, and they're still coming. But 40, I turned 40,
look at that.
And I'm learning to be okay with that.
Yes! All right. Well, we made it to our last segment, which is 10 things you're looking forward to in 2022. So we'll go back and forth with this one. So, Justin, you start at number 41.
Okay, 41. I did the Cherry Orchard... I did a workshop of the Cherry Orchard at the Wilma. No, wait. I'm looking forward to.
That's that whiskey and wine.
Double fist. Mm-hmm. Both old version, new version glasses. Okay. I'm looking forward to the Cherry Orchard at the Wilma and potentially touring it all over the world.
42, I'm looking forward to Fairview at the Wilma.
Oh, well, 43, I'm looking forward to choreographing Fairview at the Wilma and working alongside so many of my friends.
44, I'm looking forward to removing these fibroids and successfully recovering from the surgery.
Yes, 45, I'm looking forward to directing the Panto Alice at People's Light in the fall.
Yes, come on. 46, I am looking forward to completing my second children's book.
Look at this. She's just tapping into a new market. She's like, hello. Okay, 47, I'm looking forward to family vacationing in Puerto Rico, in Florida, and who else? Who knows where?
Yes, 48. I'm looking forward to celebrating 30 years of friendship with my best friend, Hollis. Friend of the podcast, former guest on the show.
Yes, 49. I'm looking forward to teaching and inspiring my students.
And 50. I am looking forward to celebrating my mother-in-law's 70th birthday in Florida. She's in the comments. She had said Happy New Year earlier. So I am looking forward to your 70th. And that is our 50th thingy for today.
Yes. And Mama Pat's going to be with us both at the Wilma. I'm looking forward to that. You know, I realized that I didn't cite, and I should have. My parents are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. Speaking of 50s, they're doing that in July. So I'm going to go to Florida and celebrate that big old anniversary.
Yes.
That's wild.
I love that we both have these Florida connections and whatnot.
I know. One day we will, because my hometown and where you go is only like 2 hours of difference.
I know. We can meet in Orlando.
Meet in Orlando. Get your COVID in Orlando. This brings us to our next segment, since we're already laughing and playing and having a good time, 2 hour game.
Woo, 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 games.
Okay. So we're playing all kinds of games. So for those of you that don't know, we last year debuted this game called Smush, which we have continued to play and has been a lot of fun. If you Pank Papas are out there and want to play in our live audience, there's a 20-second delay. So if we can't get it, maybe one of you can. This is taking 3 separate clues, and each clue goes into the next. So if we did Boys to Men in Black, it would be Boys to Men in Blackjack. It would be Boys to Men is the band. We give a clue about the band. Men in Black is the movie. We give a clue about the movie. And Blackjack is the game. So we give a clue about the game. 1, 2, 3. And when we're ready to answer, you say them all at once. So Jaylee, let's go back and forth. Give me one of yours.
Are we all 50 themed?
I am not 50 themed, but I'm on brand.
Okay.
You'll understand. Yeah. And if you're 50 themed, then maybe we might have the same one.
I tried to be 50 themed.
Okay.
So
okay. Well then.
Okay. Here's my first one. Which one do I want to use? Okay. Here we go. So the first clue is an expression used to mean forever or a really long time. So I might say something like, this room is so messy, I'll be cleaning from now until blank, blank, blank. So,
okay.
And the first word is also related to the opposite of being a queen, if that helped.
Okay.
Second clue, a song by Christina Aguilera where she says, all I want is you, my mama. Mama, baby.
Okay.
Mama. Okay.
Yep.
And the third clue is an expression used when people turn 50. They say that you are.
Okay. I know two and three. Give me the first one again.
An expression used to mean forever or a really long time. I'm going to be cleaning this room from now until.
Now until the cows come home.
Oh, remember the clue I gave you about being the opposite of queen?
The king comes home. The queen comes king.
You don't know this expression. Pay no, wait. Help us out with this expression.
I got 20 seconds. Now until the cows come home.
Thank you. Thank Mama Pat helped you with the first clue.
From here until kingdom, come on over the hill.
There you go. Kingdom, come on over the hill. Yes. Kingdom,
come on over the hill. Yes. Doomsday. I kind of love this. Doomsday over the hill. Okay. We are coming in hot. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if you got this, but maybe the Pink Papas do. Okay. This is the TV show you made your on-screen debut in. The second one is a book by Dostoevsky where like a man kills his neighbor. If you got the first word, the second word, it's two words, blank, E blank. The second one kind of goes with the first one. And then the last one is a phrase when people are like with their loved ones and they're like, it's supposed to, it's like for forever. Or it was kismet, or it was like written in the stars.
Oh boy.
Okay. The first one is the show that Grayling was just on. The second one is a book that Dostoevsky wrote. It's two things. The title of the book is two things. And they kind of go together. The last one is when something is like
law and order, organized crime and punishment to be.
Yes.
Thank you, Trace Faith. Oh. Not with that first clue, because that was wrong. But your second clue, too, is crime and punishment. Thank you. That helped me get to there.
Thank you, Tracy.
Who is also our studio editor, who we love so much.
Happy 50th.
Happy 50th, Trace Face. Okay.
Okay, give me yours.
Okay. Here we go. So if you were counting in multiples of the number of fingers you have, and you went up four times, you would say, right? And then the second clue is the year we are in. And then the third clue is an expression you say if something is so warm, you can't touch it.
5, 10, 15, 20, 22, hot to handle.
There you go.
Too cold to hold. You call the Ghostbusters and the In Control.
What?
One of our Pink Papas knows that lyric. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You call the Ghostbusters and the In Control. That was it from the 80s, the first Ghostbusters movie. There was like a rap section of like, the Ghostbusters theme song, and I loved that little riff. And I would just be like with my backpack singing it in the hallways, and everybody's like, who the hell's that kid?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. This is like an old burger joint, like people used to go to, and it's like themed, and there's like doo-wops, and then the second one is that book that became a movie. It's a little taboo and a little bit like ways to have sex. It's like risque. It was a book first, and then. And it's about colors. There's a color involved in
there. Yeah, then that means I did not get the first clue. Okay, go ahead.
And the last one is a TV show where that happens in a hospital. It's like the first hospital TV show.
I got the second clue.
The first one is, so think about the second clue.
Right.
The first one it's like Nifty 50 Shades of Grey's Anatomy.
I've never heard of Nifty 50.
Oh, really?
No. Where is that located?
Did New York not have Nifty 50s? Philly definitely did. On South Street, I think. No, that was Johnny Rocket.
Johnny Rocket, which is what I thought you were talking about until you said the second clue, and I was like,
it's the same exact place with different names.
Give
me your last smush, and I'll give you my last smush.
Smushy. This one is a little like, you know, one of those. It's not exactly
that. It's a smush-ish. Mine is also a smush-ish.
Okay. First clue. Rapper who is best known for his song In the Club and being named after Two Quarters. Okay. Second clue. A song by Kelly Clarkson. Third one, a popular movie from 1939 featuring Hattie McDaniel.
50 Cent, you've been gone with the wind. 50 Cent, you've been gone with the wind.
You got it.
Okay. All right, so mine is also smushish. My last one.
Okay.
This is the first one is a Pharrell song. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. And then it's what's sang between those lines. The second one is what you say to people who are celebrating their 50th episode. And then the last one is when you've done something or said something. And you know you should apologize, but you actually don't apologize. Okay.
You lost me on that last one.
Okay, the last one is like, it's like you beat a bunch of people in a competition, and you're just like, you know, you say to the losers, no, that's a bad example. Like you went to the store, and you got the last thing on the shelf, and then you just like turn to all the other people and you're like, you want to apologize, but then you take it back. Yes. Okay. I think because I'm happy anniversary, not sorry.
First of all, why I was confused is because I didn't listen. See, I needed to listen, and I was thinking happy birthday.
See happy 50th day, not sorry. It's because I'm happy anniversary, not sorry.
Yes. Paul.
Okay.
That was good.
That was two for Paul. That is that game. Maybe we'll play it again. Maybe we won't. But good job.
We're winding it up. We're coming to the end.
Okay. This brings us to...
Pink Fort Cast.
Did you say fort?
I don't think so, did I?
I think you said Pink Fort Cast. She's still in Mad Gab, y'all. She is still mad.
I have said Fort Cast.
That is Dire Hard Fort Cast. So let's check in about anything upcoming that we're excited about with our Pank Forecast. Jaylene, what are you looking forward to coming up this week?
I'm looking forward to next week's episode of Abbott Elementary and really, for watching last night's episode. I did not watch last night, so I will watch that this week.
Wait, I haven't seen it yet. How many episodes in are they? I really want to see
three.
This. It's about an elementary. You're going to tell us about it. What? Go. Yeah.
If you haven't checked the show out, please check it out. It is created by Philly native Quinta Brunson. It features Quinta Brunson, has episodes written by Quinta Brunson, is executive produced by Quinta Brunson. So, like, I'm just so excited for Quinta Brunson. If you don't know her, she is an actress, comedian, writer, producer, and a Black woman who got her start on creating her own content on social media. And now she has her own show, Abbott Elementary, which is actually about the Philadelphia public school system. I so wish that they actually shot it in Philadelphia so that they could have used like local actors, but
yes,
Hollywood, I get it. But even still, I am still so very excited for this new comedy. It's shot mockumentary style, so it's like The Office, and it's so good. It's funny, so check it out. Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on ABC. What are you excited about?
Wait, I really want to see this. I can watch it on Hulu, some of these episodes.
And the Pink Papas seem to really enjoy it. Mama Pat says Abbott Elementary is great. Janice says it's funny. Yeah.
Okay. So on the opposite end of the spectrum, I may regret this and I will be super careful, but I'm going to New York City to see a Slave Play by Jeremy O. Harris on Broadway. Yeah. You can get tickets at slaveplaybroadway.com. There is a former Philly actor in the show that's an understudy, Luigi Sotile, and he is going on as one of the principal roles on Sunday. So I'm going to go check him out in that. And he understudies a couple of the roles. It is a very, very challenging play. What is happening to you over there?
I'm looking at that background. You're, like, what's
yeah,
going
your background
on?
Was like, we are not going to talk about Slave Play.
Okay, but there we go.
It is it's a challenging piece, and I'm excited to watch one of my friends do it on the Broadway stage, but it is opening up a conversation that's really important, and it's really nice to see this kind of work being done on the massive commercial scale. It's really edgy and really sharp, so I'm glad that it's not just fluff and entertainment, but that there's going to be conversation happening afterwards. So that is what I'm looking forward to coming up.
Also coming up is our next episode, which will be Monday. Monday, folks, we're returning to Monday. Monday, January 24th at 9 p.m. And we have a special guest. Bijan Noh will be joining us. I'm so excited.
Yay. You don't want to miss this episode. We're going to talk about all the things. And if you want someone who will tickle you pink, it is B. And I'm so, so excited about that.
Yes. All right. So we got a few more minutes left in the show. We, of course, must end with a Pank freestyle. So, Justin.
Oh, gosh.
Why don't you do a freestyle since we talked about Dire Hard Fan? Just do a freestyle about being a fan.
Okay. Being a fan. It's a new year. We are all here, gathered near and dear. Everyone's cheering. Everyone's a fan. No one knows what's happening. Nobody's got a plan. So let's hold each other tight. Let's get all warm and bright because the summer's around the corner and you'll need a fan. I wasn't doing too bad there for a second.
You were doing great. I thought you were going to say the summer's around the corner and it'll be getting warmer.
I know. I felt that happening, but then I was like, oh, nothing has to do with a fan now. So that's where we went. All right. So how about, because it's our 50th episode, let's go with milestones.
Mm-hmm. Man, oh man, we're 50. We're hitting all the milestones. But guess what? We always shine bright like we were a bunch of rhinestones. I'm so happy to be doing this podcast with Jessen, my friend. I hope that we'll be friends forever, that it will never end.
But it will. It will at time. Everything ends. Everything.
We're going to stop being friends?
No, we won't stop being friends.
That's what I was talking about. Not the show. I don't think we'll be doing Papa Pank at 80.
No, but I also think, like, you know, there comes a time.
You gonna stop being my friend?
To everything.
You heard it here first.
I was just going morbid. I was just going realistic.
No, because even when that day comes where we pass, we're still gonna be friends. Thank you very much. Till the end.
To the end, you're married to me. Okay, give me something to make a proverb about. So I don't know idioms or proverbs, y'all, but I will try to get one.
Give us a proverb about, you know, starting the new year right.
Oh, yeah, right. I got it. It's not about resolutions. It's about solutions.
Ooh, it's not about resolutions. It's about solutions. I like that. Okay.
It's not about resolutions. It's about solutions.
Here you go, Jasmine.
All right.
Well, that's about it, ladies, gents, and anyone else out there, however you identify. Thank you for watching and listening. And if you would like to support the podcast, feel free to donate. We are on Cash App. We are on PayPal. Or just email us or call us or text us or whatever. If you would like to donate, we will figure out a way for you.
Yes. And we have so many thanks to give and our credits. First of all of you, our Pank Papas out there, we love you too. We love you so much. Thank you so much for supporting us and getting us to episode 50. We also want to thank Jordan McCree. And Ill Dukes, who helped us with our music. Tracy A. Cassius, our studio editor, still going strong, getting all these episodes on the podcast website and getting our pot backs. Go back and listen. They're all just as good. And all of our past guests. But again, we just want to thank you so much, Pank Papas, for getting us to episode 50. Please plug us on social media and subscribe to us on all the things. If you're listening to us for the first time,
and on that note, also, as we take off, we want to say a happy birthday to James. Mama Pat confirmed earlier that James Ahn's birthday is tomorrow.
Well, I'm saying happy birthday to Bren Thomas today, Ben.
Bren Thomas, happy birthday. James, happy birthday tomorrow. Joe, happy birthday today. Everybody, just happy 50th episode to us. Oogie! Bye!
Papa Pank, we got that Papa Pank.